Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Tell you what, it would take an expert comedian to get a laugh out of Michael Jackson. It's a shame though, isn't it? Because the music is so good.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Oh, it's beautiful. The music is so good. Why? It's not necessarily true, is it? You know, this is what people hang on to when they listen to Michael Jackson still. It's not necessarily true. There is a chance he was just, I don't know. It's a shame, that's all I'm saying. You know, it's just, and at this stage, it's just a rumor. I guess the counter argument is, if you're gonna just spread rumours about Michael Jackson that may or may not be true, why don't we also spread rumours about other pop stars that may or not be true? Like Paul McCartney fucks pigeons. Now I've said it out loud, it seems more plausible, doesn't it? Hashtag believe pigeons. Hashtag me too. There is a chance you can get rumors wrong. You know, it's I mean, obviously, so many rumours, so much fake news. Twitter is obviously to blame. Everyone having an opinion. I remember a time where people's opinions didn't count. So much better. Now everyone has a fucking opinion. I believe this, it's true, so well, yeah. John Lennon was alive today, he wouldn't say, imagine there's no war, imagine there's no religion. He'd say, imagine there's no Twitter. Hashtag Miku. And I'm going to illustrate this with a little story from my school days. I went to school in Aston in Birmingham. And in the 80s, there was always a weird guy. He used to hang around outside the school. You don't get them anymore. You can't do observational comedy about these guys anymore. People go, what are you talking about? In the 80s, it was big news. I think it was some people's jobs. They used to hang around the school. And there was a guy hanging around outside our school. And in the park, just outside the school. And I spread a rumour that this guy was called Dippy. It was in the first year of secondary school. And you know, you need to make a name for yourself. And so I made a name for the guy in the park, you know, I said, that guy's called Dippy. And he's a paedophile, I said. You know, and so before long, the whole school knew this guy as Dippy. And I felt quite proud. I thought, you know what? I started that. After a couple of months of the first year, I was walking through the park. We weren't allowed to walk through this park because of this guy. The headmaster used to warn us all the time. He used to say, "Boys, now be careful of Dippy." He didn't say that. He said, "Be careful of this guy." So it was my first time walking through the park, and I bump into this guy, Dippy, who I'd been spreading rumours about for months, and the whole school believed them. Weirdly, he always had a crate of tango with him. He always had a big crate of tango. So I spread the rumour that this guy used to lure the kids in with the cans of tango. And then suddenly I'm up against Dippy, and he's got a crate of tango on the floor, and he comes over to me and he goes, "Kosovo, Kosovo, no currency, no currency, Kosovo." He was a Kosovan refugee. I know. I felt terrible. It turned out he was just trying to make money. He was just trying to sell tango, wasn't he? Make money and send it back home to his wife and kids in war-torn Kosovo. I felt terrible. And I actually ended up becoming great friends with this guy. I did. I know this seems wrong. I was 11, he was in his mid to late 30s, but wasn't wrong, guys. Nothing happened. Yes, we travelled Europe together. Yes, we shared hotel rooms, but I'm here to tell you nothing happened. All we did was watch Disney films and eat popcorn. And you know what? Every night, he gave me a free can of tango. Gave me a free can of tango. To everyone else, he was a paedophile, but to me, he was the king of pop. All I'm saying is, maybe look at yourself before you start spreading those rumours. Are you perfect? Have you never done anything wrong? Or maybe leave the people alone, that there's even the smallest chance that it's not true. Maybe look at yourself. Better place, just take a look at yourself. Yeah? Take a look at yourself. Maybe stop spreading rumors. Make that change. Please subscribe to the Expert Comedian.